Clarity Talk on Air. Der juristische Podcast von DODA.
Following Italy and Slovenia, Austria introduces the 3G rule in the workplace on November 1st. But what does it mean for employees? What are penalties for violations? And how is the new regulation monitored? DODA employment law expert Florina Tenmeier gives us an insight into this important topic. Hi Florina, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm so pleased to be here and welcome to all of our listeners.
Well, let's get started right away. What does this new 3G regulation mean?
Austria is introducing the 3G rule at the workplace from the 1st of November. This means that employees will need to be vaccinated, they need to have recovered from COVID, or to have tested negative for COVID in order to go to work. According to the third COVID regulation from the 1st of November onward, employees must produce proof under the 3G rule, unless the physical contact between employees can be ruled out completely. Although the regulation does not state as much, there is a transitional period until the 14th of November. During this time, employees can either produce 3G proof or they can choose to wear a mask throughout the entire workday.
But where or to whom does the regulation apply?
Employees and employers must observe the 3G rule in all places where people come into direct contact. This includes office spaces, but also factories, construction sites, canteens, just to name a few examples. Employees will need to hold 3G proof to use all such workplaces. What is more, the 3G rule is now also applicable to professional athletes and staff in health and care services.
But there are also some exceptions. Who's excluded from the 3G rule?
Indeed, there are exemptions from the 3G rule wherever employees have virtually no physical contact with other people. Specifically, these are employees who only come into physical contact with others out of doors and no more than twice per day, each time no more than 15 minutes. This is likely to include people like truck drivers, forest rangers, night porters, or employees who work exclusively from their home office.
And what about masks? Do employees have to wear a mask despite 3G proof?
No, they do not. If they hold 3G proof, then they need not wear a mask. This now also includes supermarket staff who need not wear a mask from the 1st of November. Customers, however, must continue to wear a mask. Even so, the employer and the employees can agree to wearing a mask as an additional precautionary measure. This could well be a sensible measure in spaces such as open plan offices, for example. One important thing to note, though, hospital and care home staff will need both 3G proof and an FFP2 mask. Visitors will also need both.
As we already mentioned, the rule comes into force on November 1st, but there is this period until the 14th of November. What applies during these 2 weeks?
So as mentioned, the official wording of the COVID regulation does not include the transitional period. However, we understand from government websites that employees who do not yet hold 3G proof can instead wear an FFP2 mask. Worth mentioning in this regard that according to the General Collective Bargaining Agreement, employees who wear a mask for at least 3 hours a day need to be given the opportunity to take a mask break for at least 10 minutes.
So we now know a lot about the regulation, but who's responsible for compliance? The employer or the employees?
Both parties, the employer and the employee, are responsible for compliance with the 3G rule. Employees must hold either proof of vaccination, for instance, the yellow vaccination pass, a QR code, or the green pass, or a test certificate or proof of recovery. The employer, on the other hand, must conduct sample checks. The scope of these checks will largely depend on the circumstances of each business. For instance, the number of employees, the size and the structure of the office, and so forth. There is no requirement for daily admission controls at the workplace, but in the interest of compliance with COVID regulations, employers should conduct spot checks or the occasional check of either the entire workforce or a large part thereof.
And what are the consequences if the regulation is violated?
The regulation provides certain fines for non-compliance with the 3G rule. Employees who fail to observe the 3G rule at the workplace can face fines of up to 500 euro. Employers, on the other hand, who fail to conduct regular checks could face penalties of up to 3,600 euro. And if penalized, employers cannot deduct the fine from the employee's salaries.
But to get a fine, you have to be caught first. How is compliance with the regulation monitored?
Compliance with the 3G rule is monitored by Austrian health authorities.
And what happens if employees refuse to comply with the 3G rule at all?
So long as the physical contact between employees cannot be ruled out completely, employees must hold 3G proof. If they do not, the employer can require them to leave the workplace. Best case scenario, the employee can continue working from his or her home office, though employees have no entitlement to do so. If it is not possible, then the employee is to blame for his or her absence from work and is not entitled to receive payment for that time.
And is there a possibility that employees who strictly oppose 3G can be terminated?
In principle, the termination with notice does not require any justification whatsoever under Austrian law. That being said, employees who refuse to produce 3G proof do run the risk of being terminated. Indeed, employees who consistently refuse to produce 3G proof may even be terminated with immediate effect for a justified cause.
To prevent this from happening, you should be vaccinated, recovered, or tested. Is there a right to test during working hours?
Not necessarily. It is the employee's responsibility to get tested, and the employer can therefore require that they get tested in their spare time and that the time spent testing for COVID is not counted towards their working hours. Similarly, employees bear the cost of COVID tests, if there are any such costs to begin with. They are not entitled to any form of subsidized testing at the workplace.
And which tests are permitted?
Both PCR and antigen tests are acceptable, except in Vienna, where antigen tests are generally not recognized. Antigen tests are valid for 24 hours, whereas PCR tests are valid for 72 hours, or in Vienna for 48 hours. If the employer insists that employees take a PCR test, then the employer will need to bear any additional cost involved. From what we see in our employment practice, clients tend to be way ahead of the game, having implemented the 3G rule a while ago and now pushing even towards a 2G rule. The regulation does allow for stricter policies in justified cases, whereas it's questionable what justified cases look like in practice. This will likely be the case where employers have employees who are particularly vulnerable.
Florina, thank you very much for all this detailed information about the 3G rule in Austria.
Thank you so much for having me. It will be interesting to see how the rules develop in the coming couple of months, and we'll keep you updated.